The Biden administration has made some moves in its final days. It helped broker a ceasefire deal between Hezbollah in Lebanon and Israel, and is trying to bolster Ukraine against Russia before Donald Trump takes office. NPR's Ron Elving joins us. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
A couple of final pushes in two major international conflicts. What is the Biden White House hoping to leave for the incoming Trump administration?
They know perfectly well that the Trump administration is going to set its own course on these foreign crises, as on so many other matters. But the Biden administration has a responsibility to leave its allies in these crises in as strong a posture as possible. So in Ukraine, we've seen the Biden White House greenlighting greater use of long-range U.S. weapons against Russia, trying to shore up Ukraine's defenses and possibly bolster their negotiating position if things are going to turn in a talking direction. Trump is assumed to have less commitment to Ukraine than Biden. But this is also an area where Trump has somewhat less support among Republican senators. We'll see how that goes. The Biden interest is also in having something to say in the face of critics who will say they did not do enough for Ukraine, or in some cases, that they had done too much. In the Middle East, how can you supply Israel with weapons without taking at least some responsibility for how they're used? The ceasefire between Israel and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah may buy a little time and further isolate Hamas in Gaza, but it leaves open the question of Iran and its role in all this.